They're bright red and adorned with symmetrical snowflakes. If you go to downtown Lansing at this time of year, you can't miss the giant fiberglass ornaments in the roundabout. Over the years, they've become a cult favorite holiday decoration. Craig Terrell is one of the brains behind the online satire platform Lansing Facts. Their followers know the ornaments as the orbs of winter.
Well, I think one of the things that we did is they didn't have a canonical name. And I believe we ran a poll and we threw out some names and people settled on Orbs of Winter.
Tragedy struck in December of 2018 when a driver hit the sculpture and drove away.
Michigan Avenue, a 10-year-old tradition right in front of the state capitol.
Yeah, but this year they're in pieces. News 10's Kylie Khan tells us what happened to the big red ornaments.
WILX reported the sculpture was shattered.
The ornaments were damaged when a driver crashed into them just before 2 a.m. on December 30th. Police were never able to find a suspect.
Ty Forker is the chief advice officer at Lansing Facts. He says when the 2019 holidays were approaching, the Lansing Facts team checked in on some of the city's big holiday decorations.
There was a social post about the tree going up, and we're like, all right, we're on Orbs of Winter watch. You know, look for these coming up soon. And the deputy mayor tweeted back at us and said, well, they're not coming back this year. They were damaged. We're not going to repair them.
Immediately, there was a public outcry from people who were concerned their favorite city decorations had become casualties. Kathleen Edgerly is the executive director of Downtown Lansing, Inc. She says her office was fielding the calls.
So we had a number of calls to the mayor's office and to our office as well from partners and donors, concerned community members that all wanted to help Venetians to repair them and bring them back.
One concerned young man even offered to start a GoFundMe campaign to foot the $7,000 repair bill that the city wasn't prepared to make. For many, the ornaments were a placeholder for memories at Silver Bells in the City or holidays in downtown Lansing.
We have folks who use it as a backup for proposals for their family holiday Christmas car.
Ty Forker with Lansing Facts says the whole team was kind of surprised by the online community that sprang up to rally around the ornaments when there was news they wouldn't be coming back.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, your parents saying they're not going to make a turkey for Thanksgiving this year, or, you know, or like, hey, maybe we're not going to do a tree for Christmas this year. It's kind of one of those things that people, I think, that really caught people off guard to hear that this thing that they expect to be there isn't going to be there, and that, you know, I think, like I said, it revealed this weird affection that maybe a lot of us didn't know we had.
In a Christmas miracle, before they were gone forever, local real estate owner and retired race car driver Paul Genelosi stepped up for the repairs, restoring the oversized fiberglass ornaments to their original condition. In a twist of fate, it was the accident that cemented their place as a cult favorite. In Lansing, I'm Abigail Sensky.